Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, Lord, don't turn and walk away. If what I seem kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep down in your soul. What would happen if people were sitting in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
Oh, it's a message of concern. What would be given to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message of concern.
What would happen to the world children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the minds of the world children? What would this do to their minds? What will this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message of concern.
Holy Quran, 4:3, verse 54 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms that is between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will.
A message. Message of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world? Children, what would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message of concern.
Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortal from the mortals. He, God, created.
Listen to the message of concern.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern.
Concern.
would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
Tell me what would happen.
What would happen to the world children put under a fear of a particular race, presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men?
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen.
Holy Quran, 43, verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms that between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim, bowing to God's will. God's will.
Nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
Shaitan Majin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha ilaha Muhammadan Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify. There is no God, the one God, whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation and gave us guidance through the Quran and other books, and he blessed us with a modern human being who is an example for all human beings, And we say that's the founding prophet, and that's founding prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seer of the prophets, and no more prophets come. We're here tonight on this Bout Talk radio station, calling people back to the oneness of God. We're here to bring about the understanding that there will never be anything deserve our worship besides God, besides the Creator, His creation. And we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seer of the prophet, meaning there's no more prophet to come. He is the last. Christ Jesus announced this man coming in the Revelation, in the Bible, in the Old Testament. He said, I got to get out of here in order for this one to come. And we said the one that he was talking about is no other than Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah. He is the seal of the prophets. There's no more prophet to come. So we're going to open this talk with a prayer, and then we're going to turn the music back on. Look like nobody's on here. When will they say, turn right in? Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Ashadu ilah, ilaha, illallah. Ashadu ilah, ni Muhammad, Rasul. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rahman, Rahim, Maliki, Omidin. Iyaka na'budu Iyaka nasta'in. Ad-Dini Sirata Mustaqim. Sirata al-Ladina Anta Alayhim. Fadri Maghdubi Alayhim. Walidoni. I mean. I seek protection from God from the rejected enemy, Satan, with the name of God. God is most gracious and God is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet all of you in the best of the greeting, and that greeting is As-salamu alaykum. I'm going to turn the music back on since there's no one here to talk to. And then we'll get back, inshallah.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out. No, don't turn and walk away. What I think kind of bold. Well, it's a question that should run deep. Deep down in your soul.
What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen? Tell me what would happen. It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind to the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
What would happen to the world's children put under figure of a particular race? Concern is pitiable and in pain. The savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen. It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this to their mind. What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message, a message, message of concern.
Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 64 says,
say, O people of the book, come to common terms that's between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than thou. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will, God's will.
A message, a message, a message,
message of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open up. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, a message, message of concern. Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortals from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern. Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. People would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries.
What happened
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
How you doing?
No partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and
patrons. How you doing? Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Michael?
I just want to ask, ma'am. You coming
okay,
on?
Okay, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. Just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
You doing well. I sound like you're doing pretty good.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's good. Here.
No problem, Muhammad.
Okay.
Let's see. Yes, Michael.
What do you guys say? Hey,
what's going on, my brother?
Alhamdulillah. We just called to see where you're coming on tonight.
Yeah, I can. I'm going to make a lot right now. And yeah, I'll be on there.
Okay, then.
Inshallah.
Okay, we'll see you when you come.
All right.
Yeah,
Assalamu alaikum.
What do you guys say? Hmm? Okay. And Bob Talk Radio Station back on. Where are we in now?
Okay, so while we put it on, I'd like to hear yours. Mine is
okay for my discussion, but your body obviously is very concerned. Yo, man. Hear me? Yeah, I'm busy now. I'm praying to be to Allah when we don't make prayers and talk. And Allah bless us to make prayers and hold them up. So we're here tonight again, calling the people back to the oneness of the Creator. We only bear witness, and we always bear witness. There will never be nothing deserved to worship besides God. And that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. But we thank Allah for this blessed day, beautiful day that we have here. Well, we just left out in the streets, man, for him. We had to tell the people the truth that they nothing deserved to be worshipped but one God, and that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, he is the seal of it. He's the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. Christ Jesus made an announcement in the Bible that one will come out to him and lead us in all truth. And we know there's no other than Prophet Muhammad. So we thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad. We thank Allah for praying for one to come to revive the religion. And we know without shadow of doubt that Imam Wahdi Muhammad revived the religion. We look at all the centers of masjid across the country, especially in Atlanta. At one time, they didn't have one place to worship. Now they got 100 places to worship and growing. All praise is due to Allah. Imam Wahdi Muhammad brought the clear understanding of the religion to the people, and we've been taking that to the world, and the world is coming back to the religious way that it should be in the first place. Whether, you know, Muslim, Arabs, Christians, Arabs, all the Arabs and Palestinians and Chinese people are coming to the Messiah, who are Muslim, and they come to worship the one Creator who created us all. But we have this message of concern pointing to the reason that we are divided and separated on color and all the economics. Basically, economics, we don't, African-American people, at the bottom of the total pole when it comes to economics. We own nothing. But opportunities come where we can come together and buy those things that we need so we can compete with the people of the world and open the business. I think that's what they're afraid of, that we're going to own more business than they can ever imagine. And I'm sure we're going to do that when we realize the enjoyment of owning our own business and see our children grow in those business and make those business great and make those business bring power to a non-powered people, and that's us. We know our children gonna do that. So all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, Jerry, Santa, from all the world. We've been with it. There ain't nothing deserved to be worshipped besides God, and that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet. That is simple as that. So we here tonight calling people to the oneness of God so we can remove that image out of the world so we all live again. And we can remove that image, then people start caring about themselves, and they wouldn't mind spending money with each other. It's a holdback now why we don't spend money with each other, because we hadn't grown into the love, because we thought that we were loving when we said, I love Jesus. Well, yeah, we love Jesus too, but we're not supposed to worship or no man. We can't worship no man. No man is God. Jesus never called himself a God. So we said worship God in spirit and the truth. Learn the truth that God has given us. And once we start doing that, then we're going to come up as a people. We're going to make nothing but real progress as a people. Because that's that little thin wall that he put up between us, holding God up as a man. That's a little thin wall. So we here tonight, we all, Abdullah Akbar, I am from Decatur, Georgia, my wife, Daya Akbar, we are from Decatur, Georgia, we have Brother Suja Muhammad and Garan Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we also have Brother Muhammad, A. Muhammad, from Columbus, Georgia. We are the people that represent this show, and we here to bring the clarity that God has blessed us with so we can bring about a new world and a new attitude and new and words that make us and shape us and make us want to love each other, make us respect each other, because no hatred, no hate on whoever side it on or whoever bring it. There's no hatred or hated person, a person who hates, is going to end in paradise. Allah said that. Only the people that love what Allah loves and love what Allah has created and appreciate what Allah has done. So we here tonight to keep this rolling. We're going to bring others up to talk, and anybody who wants to say anything, now they can. Master One, come in, enter the queue, and then we'll cut your mic on and let you begin to talk and share what you have with the body we have. We're expecting, inshallah, that Brother Benjamin Blair will come on this show, and his son and his wife will come and share. And share those words that they have broke down about the image and how about the seed. Oh, he broke down so many things that he ma'am worthy mama have gave him, and he went and did the research, and he's able to bring the word family and all that down and what it means. What it means to be, he's broken it all down. He got books that he wrote. And he wrote so many books he had there yesterday at the masjid last night. So this man has studied the Imam Waji Muhammad and the causes of the problem that we have and how the music affect us and everything else, the image, how it affect us. So anybody who would like to speak or say anything, please match one and come into the queue. We're waiting. So alhamdulillah. So we praying And we're making out a lot. We're asking Allah to bless us with the good news that we can share with the world we live in. We know this Christopher Columbus Day. We know that's a lie. He discovered America. Because you can't discover something when somebody else is already there. It's like walking in somebody's house and say, well, I discovered this TV in this house. It's a lie. It's a trick. It's falsehood. It's unbelievable. Somebody would keep a lie and put it in public school and teach all the children for years and years that Christopher Columbus, governed America, always giving somebody credit for something they have never done. And when they got here, they had to negotiate with the people that already here. So when you say you discovered something, you mean that you knew everything new that you discovered, nobody else has discovered that. So that is the rule for discovering something. And they done broke that rule. When they got here, they discovered that the Native Americans was here. And the one they called Indian. And he meant that they never called themselves Indian. They never called themselves a red man, you know. They're called Caucasian. And they told the Caucasian, you people false tongue. Oh, well, they lie. They do lie. And they can help it now, but they didn't help it then. Because it benefited them. That lie they told, it benefited them. Especially when they had a gun to back it up. It benefited them. But that day is long gone and ain't never coming back. And all we say, all praise is due to Allah. Allah carries the state of all the worlds. And we know that image, and we never know the day that the image, they studied the Ten Commandments. The first commandment is don't make no image of God. And so they done broke that Catholic Church, Baptist Church, Holy Roller Church. Done broke all them laws. And they hold a man up as the Son of God. Then when you question about that man, they say, no, he's not God, he's the Son of God. There's still two gods for the price of one. And God said he won it alone. Then he said, well, Jesus is God. Well, that's an image that you shouldn't even see. God said, don't make no image of him. Too big to be put in an image. So we're here tonight to correct this problem. Inshallah. So anybody would like to say anything, all they got to do is match one and come into the queue. And we will cut your mic off. So all praises are due to Allah. We had the opportunity to encourage the people to register to vote. We must, all the people that lost their life. So we have opportunity to vote. And it don't take much to vote. You got to have ID. You got to know where you poll at, they're going both. And so that's what we encourage them to do, go vote. Because the Republicans passed laws in all these states to bring back slavery. They don't need but, well, they got six. They really don't need but 20 more. And African American, they talk that talk with many of them going right back into slavery. They ride up there with an army truck and they jump off with them M16s and them guns, all them rifles and stuff. The first thing the Negro going to do, get on that. Get on, you know, say, get on that. Get on this truck. And they're going to say, we're going to take y'all where y'all want to go. And we got to find out that somebody gonna allow to come to their land. So they getting us out of here. So they gonna have the power to do it, because African Americans ain't gonna do nothing. African Americans don't make a threat. And that's it. They're going to threaten. Don't worry. You're going to bother me. You know, you're going to tell me. But anyway, we are people have opportunity to stop this, not only vote, but to come together and start spending money with each other. That's what really going to stop for the honk in that idea. And the weather already on the outside. So all praise is due to Allah. Anybody wants to say and speak, there's a match one coming to your queue and we cut your mic on. Never see nobody want to match one and come into the queue and turn the mic on. Everybody, I like they froze. Everybody got something to say, but nobody want to say it. Don't look like. Well, anyway, we'll keep talking until somebody raise their hand. And we here in Georgia, so many. I see another girl that's missing 13 old folks. Missing. Said that they got a group of people go around, excuse me, snatching these young girls up, putting them on trains and planes, and sending them to other states to make them sex slaves, sell their body. And then they say when they can't see anybody or they won't see anybody, they kill them. Feed them to the, put them in the river. Who's going to miss them? The mother missing her child, 13-year-old girl. But this is happening all over, I understand, America. The young girl want to go out, be disrespectful, go out and stay out longer than they want to, act like a dog. And they get snatched up. They get snatched up. And everything happened to them. God said he only loved those who do right. He don't want that to happen to you. But he said, don't do this, don't do that. And now you see the consequence. You hear about the consequence of people who won't follow or do what the creator of this creation warned us to do. So we're losing our little girl. They got some boys too mismatched up. They got Caucasian too that mismatched up. So all these people that mismatched up, they can't find them. And so we want that to stop. We want to warn our people of what's going on. And that's what we're going. That's what we've been doing today, warning them about what's going on. Well, I see a hand that's up. Brother, I think this is Brother Muhammad. My brother Muhammad, A. Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia.
Wa alaykum as-salam. May Allah's peace and blessings be on you and everybody in the cube and outside the cube. And it's always like a lot very much for us to be able to hear from each other, inshallah. And especially those outside of the queue, you know.
You got it, then, brother.
All right. Thank Allah. Shukran Allah. Udu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammad ar-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As always, we thank Allah very much for permitting, you know, those of us here on this voice of the message of concern or the recipient of this message of concern. We thank Allah very much because he is the one who gave us this permission to be this. Just want to try to cover a little bit right quick, inshallah, with Allah's mercy and permission. This message of concern, you know, you have to do like anything else. When you're delivering something, you have to make sure that, you know, the delivery was accepted. You know, and we know they had many different ways in the world to show you how to receive a message. You know, we know they had the registered mail and all the different insurance ways to make sure it's delivered. But to us, our way of knowing by Allah's vision, whether or not the message of concern is reaching everybody. Because this message of concern is for every human being, you know, and so that we can see our own self by our deeds and actions whether or not we are receiving this message. And one thing I like to say, I want all of us to understand, like I said, Allah has no problem with every day, all day long and all night long that he gives us life. He is constant, making sure that you get this message one way or the other. You know, with everything in creation, it sends us this message that there is no God but one God. And Muhammad is his messenger. And he has been so merciful, he gives us a history of all the things behind us and gives us also a look at what is in front of us. And we thank Allah very much for that mercy, that everybody at the same time, 24/7, as we say, Allah is making them aware of this message, making us aware of this message, whether we believe it or not, so that we will have the type of compassion that we see that those of us who are Muslims on this message of concern, it's time to share with our brothers and sisters who are just like us, like because Allah has said, verily, they're human beings. Everybody is lost, except for those of us who remember Allah, charity, are sharing information that Almighty God, Allah, is watching us, protecting us, and guiding us, if you believe, and accept the guidance that he gives you in the Quran, the final revelation, the final guidance, and also the final example of how to apply it in your reality in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One compassion I'd like to point out to everybody, inshallah. The rich people, the rich Muslims, poor Muslims, the poor people, Allah is making sure that we all get this message at the same time and the responsibility of this message. So when we see the clarity of this message not being applied in our human reality on this planet Earth, it is a mercy. Because we know everybody's going through the same thing, and they might have in their logic and rationale why they are not doing what they're supposed to do. But we down here on this ground floor, the workers, those who have the permission by Allah to be his workers, when the work is available or when the work is not available, we are still the workers. But we also have to be compassionate to understand, like we are trying to do with those who have not read or do not believe in the final revelation of the Quran, the life example of Prophet Muhammad, or who doesn't believe in God because they haven't really had peace long enough to with their own free will and with what Allah has given us to believe in what is going through their minds and their hearts every day. I'm saying that because the rich people, the rich among us, they having the same struggle that the poor among us are having. They are distracted. They are full of disbelief. They are full of distrust because they have not yet accepted, like Allah tells us in their heart, that there is a God, that there is information coming every day to them, telling them what's right and telling them what's wrong with what Allah has blessed you with. Now, we know us down here on the ground, if nothing else, we always thank Allah so much that we are his servants and we are his workers. And yes, everybody, the disbelievers, the non-believers, the believers amongst us, who Allah has given them assignment, a mission. And they have not believed in it, or they don't trust that it will give them what they know and have been told in the revelation and the example in all of the creation around them. Because they don't spend their money to put the workers to work. They don't create opportunities for the worker to work, knowing that we are the builders. We are the people Allah has assigned to do the work. We know Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Musa, all the prophets and messengers of God. They made sure that those of us who are Allah's workers would wait patiently, and every opportunity we get, we will do some kind of work so that those who are Allah has given their test of wealth, their test of authority, see if they will spend it to generate or create the work by Allah's permission for his workers to establish his favor that goes to all of us. Peace here on earth, freedom, justice, and equality, and the best life that's in the revelation. So we have to understand that our believing brothers and sisters who have wealth among us, they are being tested every day just like we are. They are wondering every day whether or not they should help us go into business. They are wondering every day, should they do this, should they do that? And every day we are wondering if we're going to get some wealth and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And Shaitan is sitting back laughing at all of us because they know what's being done. And everybody is standing still, complaining without saying it. Where is the help of Allah? And Allah has answered. He said, my help is always near. Every time you see a human being, every time you breathe in the morning, every time you see rain, every time you see a chance to appreciate and be grateful for the most important thing that you have, and that is your life and consciousness. We should thank Allah every day that we have this reality. But we do have to understand that those who follow false gods, false ways of life, sit with money and authority, you know, remember that problem equates out to basically the same thing that we, the workers, are who are down here on this ground. We're waiting. We're waiting on them to do with what Allah has given them, which we know is for them to help us to establish in this reality what is halal, what is permitted by Almighty God, Allah, for every human being. And we can expedite that, or we can make it happen a little bit better. It's like you see on TV, they're going about it the wrong way, but we see the workers, when they are being denied the opportunity to grow at a very human pace in their life, in their humble positions of being the workers. They require and ask for sugar. Some of them call it negotiations. Some of them call it protesting, etc. But bottom line, what they're really saying, look, if you want what you got, your money, your nice home and everything like that, then spend what Allah has given you on the work that needs to be done so that you can have that.
And we do say, but give us the same opportunity to follow what we want in our life. Some of us workers want to be here. And we have promised ourselves the same thing that some of the workers who are rich right now but have went back on their words to Almighty God of Law and listening to the Shaitan and became selfish, greedy, envy, and also scared, because they know that they did not give them their life, their conscience, their wealth, their wife, their husband, their children, their clothes, their cars, etc. But they are, they must understand that it's on their own free will that they're going to have to give to those who are less fortunate but are willing to work for the same thing that they got. And old saying, they say, if I make you $10 million, why are you worried about me making a million? So we have to deal with the message. We have to remind people, remind ourselves, are you doing what Allah say do? Are you, or what they say, they had, whistle while you work, did they have the one that work while you standing still? But the main thing is to stay in motion if you are a worker. We are workers. I accept my role is a worker. Because all of us have had an opportunity somewhere in our lives that if we want to be wealthy like we see our brothers and sisters who really work for it, they have worked for it. They have worked for it, and a lot of them have not committed any crime other than the crime against themselves by not spending what Allah has given them to keep work available and growth available for every human being. Until we get the balance, what everyone is wanting for themselves, they want it also for others. But we also understand that's not going to happen in Shaitan's world. That is the dunya. That's why he called it capitalized. That's why he called it genocide, oppression. He's teaching the human being to do anything to keep other people serving them and their wealth excessive. But that doesn't exist in Al-Islam. It might exist in Islam, but it doesn't exist in Al-Islam. So we have to reach out to the ones who have the authority. They have the ones who have the resources, and remind them that Allah has given that to you to spend on your own soul first and your loved ones. And if you don't love people who is developing what Allah has given you so that you can get more, so that they can get more, then you have missed the whole point that Allah is God, not you, not us, only Allah. So in this message of concern, we want to remind ourselves that everybody is, look at the world. Everybody is suffering, the rich and the poor and all in between, because they are trying to live in an environment that does not believe in satisfaction, does not believe in peace, etc. Look at what we have watched today, how they're over in Ukraine, where they said Putin dropped at least 1,200 different rockets and missiles on some people because he can't get them to work for him or to work for what he wants to have. And this disturbance of the wealth of the world for his sake, because he has done what he felt the same way. He said, I'm a worker. And the people who I work for, and he's talking about, believe it or not, the rich Jews and Muslims who have been in Russia for the last 800-900 years. And they won't give him, as he's concerned, his fair share of the dunya. And everybody else is going through the same thing at the same time. And we who say, La ilaha illallah,
We going through the same thing with them because we have not left the world that they in yet. We have not left their world yet. And that's why we are suffering dissatisfaction, murder, rape, lying, cheating on some kind of degree, even in the Muslim world, because we will not go and develop and establish our share of this earth that Allah has promised that is waiting on us. And nothing will stop us from doing it if we do it with sincerity. Go and develop it with whatever we got. We see the people of Musa, Moses. They didn't have nothing when they left. And they didn't have nothing when they got where they was, except their faith in Allah and all the skills that he had already given them. A bunch of them were administrators. A bunch of them were bankers. A bunch of them knew that they had to spend what they have on the workers so that everybody will get their fair share. And they let the growth be as Allah has planned. Because we don't know what anybody might be praying for, but we do know Allah answers all du'as. And if they are worshiping Allah and serving them in the right way, a guy could be a worker on the farm or in the steel mill one day, but if he being a good Muslim man or woman, and he changes his du'as to Allah and say, I want to do better than the Muslims over there who got money, and they act like they don't want to invest in nothing we're doing, they don't want to invest in Allah, let me get in that position. And if they are sincere, Allah will bless that person. And you'll run into that same person 3 or 4 years down the road and find out that person don't work there no more, spent what they had, already had, invested in with believers, and opened up a restaurant or opened up this side or opened up there, and now they are on their way to being 10, 15, 20 millionaires, $20 millionaires a year. And they are knowing how to secure it by the spending to generate other workers that have the same opportunity, whether they want it or not. They have the opportunity, if they want to get rich and be wealthy and be a distributor of the wealth that Allah gives them so that all would get it, then that's how we have to see it and leave this world alone. But like I'm telling everybody to leave that world alone, we already have enough example right now that you had to get what you got, make it a sacrifice to show that you trust Allah. Trust that if you look out for those less fortunate than you, that they one thing, they will help you. How can you have money, go to a situation where people don't have any, they don't have any food, and you come and say, hey, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy some seeds, I'm going to buy some equipment. If y'all help me, we're going to grow some there. We're going to go do this. We're going to raise some cattle. We're going to raise some goats. And we're going to sell products to the world. And we all increase our lives. But we have to stay halal. They're not going to turn it down. But we have to get out of this selfish that Satan had. He thinks he's better than everybody. And his whole scheme is to make us think that we are better than each other. Everybody know that. But again, here's where faith comes in. We don't believe that because we are overwhelmed with this need to think that we have to live in this dunya. That we don't have our own halal situation that we can put together by Allah's permission. And that's why we're suffering. We have to talk to our brothers and sisters who Allah has blessed with knowledge, who Allah has blessed with memory, who Allah has blessed with money, who Allah has blessed with what they have now in their possessions, and invite them to come and spend, not on you, but spend on you, making sure that the next ones after us, our children, their children, will continue to grow into the model example of life here on earth. for those who believe. It's not going to come from the disbelief. They're being intimidated every day by the shaitan, just like we are being intimidated by them, people of the shaitan. And we won't turn to the believers like we should. Every day, a great portion of our thought is given toward disliking the disbelievers. That's how bad we want this dunya. So we pray Allah that, inshallah, as days go by, and we appreciate that what's happening to us in this world right now, Allah is making people want to be with believing people for real. But you have to quit worrying about those who don't. Allah said, I have given you much. And when we look around at the good people, the righteous people, I want to be good people. We have a lot of resources to do whatever we want to do on this earth. To run the disbelieving people to a decision-making point in their life. Do you believe or do you don't believe in God? If you don't believe in God, hey, oh, no problem. If you do believe in God, alhamdulillah. But we know that all of us are created to believe in Allah. But we can't worry about what Allah has already established. We see in the Quran, you know, said there's people that's going to hell, there's people going to be doing this, people going to be doing that. O ye who believe, hear and obey. So we pray Allah that we will come to that conclusion as the days go by, because it's clear that this final revelation ain't going to change. It's still final, and there's going to be a lot of things going on, but only Allah know the final time. But we do not want to be caught something or thinking about something or spending our time and our knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in something that we know is not the answer. The dunya of shaitan is not the answer. The dunya of Allah is our answer. And if we don't know where that dunya is at, it's in the Quran, it's in the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and it's in ourselves. Oh, and there's still for sale signs everywhere. Okay, in closing. Everywhere there's for sale signs. So to go to it, no one is denying us to take what Allah has given us and buy us some of this earth and develop it. Just want to say that. Everybody. I mean. Back to you, my brother.
Always. Okay. I'm gonna bring. I see if I choose your brother Sue got raised his hand, so let's bring him up. And you see, brother Sue, Isaac Lakem. Isaac Lakem, brother Sue Ja. Assalamualaikum, brother Sue Ja.
Thank you, my Samaya.
And happy birthday, my good brother.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Allah bless me. Allah bless me to hit that 80.
Yes, sir. Good numbers.
Yes, sir.
I'm thankful to Allah.
Yes, sir.
You know,
I know it.
To hit that 80.
Yeah, you 80 years, yo. A long way,
Bob. Yeah, I'm telling you, I can go old or younger.
Well, you got it, my good brother. Got it. And thank you, Brother Muhammad, for that excellent talk. Remind, I know you didn't run, you didn't get through, but hang around. We might have a few minutes more left for you. I know you want to talk about the
people. A long
way, Bob. Okay.
Yeah.
I know you want to talk about the fair rent. Okay, no. Okay, you got it, too, John.
We want to add something to what was already said.
Yes,
with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also bear witness and testify that there is only one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. The messenger of Allah, God's servant. So brothers and sisters, we like to thank Allah, the most merciful, for giving us one more year. You know, so we're thankful.
Oh wait.
Yes, sir. I want to keep on, just stay on this covenant. I want to stay on this covenant. And I remember what a covenant is. A covenant is an agreement. And the covenant that we are talking about is an agreement that we made with God. And that covenant is something that we're supposed to make binding and solemn. And we're supposed to do everything to keep it from, establish what we specify, you know. It's a sealed contract. I bear witness that there is only one God. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is a prophet of Almighty God. He's a seal of the prophet. He's the last prophet. In other words, there's no other prophet coming after him. So I made this covenant, and I said it out loud. You know, that's one of the ways that we had to do it. We had to say it out loud. I bear witness. And all those prophets of Almighty God agree to this covenant that there's no other God other than Allah, besides Allah. He has no partners. He begets not, nor is he begotten. He can't be born. He wasn't born. You can't feed him. No vision can comprehend God. I can't talk about God the way I talk about the creation. You see? All of us can comprehend things in the creation, because they don't work to the point now that they don't develop tools and things that we are able to know that certain things exist that we weren't able to see it before or know it before. But we can't discover God. We can't develop nothing where we can see God. So we made that agreement. In Surah 3, starting at Ayat 81, this is the covenant of the prophets. This is what some of the prophets, all the prophets, made this covenant with God. Behold, Allah took A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Allah took the covenant of the prophets, saying, I give you a book and wisdom, then come to you a messenger confirming, talking about the revealed knowledge, the revelation. And this is what we're doing. We're confirming. He said, then come to you a messenger confirming what is with you. Do you believe in him and render him help? You know, he's talking about, do you believe in the prophet? Allah said, do ye agree and take this my covenant as binding on you? Then bear witness. I am with you among the witnesses. If any turn back after this, they are perverted transgressors. Now, you don't make the covenant. You done bore witness. They can't turn back. In Ayat 84, Surah 3, it say, we believe in Allah. They're talking about the prophet and the believers. And in what has been revealed to us and what was revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes. And in the books, we believe in all the books. We're familiar with, they have added things to them and took things out of them. But we're able to recognize those things and deal with them. In the Quran, it say you got people that's going to change the words in the book. Take words out and add words to it. Allah already told us this. So we're not going to throw away the book because you changed it and added things to it. Allah already told us what you're going to do.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya salah. Hayya salah. Ka-ka-na-ti salah. Ka-ka-na-ti salah.
Is everything okay?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Okay, Suja, you got
it. How are you doing?
Suja.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, Agba.
Yeah.
I'm glad you know how to operate that machine. Praise be to Allah. I don't know. He probably making salat. Let's put the best construction on that, Brother Agba. Let's put the best construction on that. He probably was doing prayer. He hadn't put it on me.
That's right.
Yes, sir. We're gonna we gonna pray that that's what it was. And it says, say we believe in Allah and in what has been revealed to us. And what was revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribe, and in the books given to Moses, Jesus, and the prophets from your Lord. So the books was given to all the prophets. And Allah says, in reference to these great prophets, you know, we make no distinction. Distinction means differences. We ain't going to build up one and bring down the other one. Divide them and saying that God loved this one more than he loved the other, and this one is doing more than he. He said we make no distinction between one and another among them. And to Allah do we bow our will in Islam. We talking about the covenant. Now remember, we as believers also have to apply this here to ourselves. We shouldn't have differences between each other. There shouldn't be no distinction. You know? Between one and another. Ayat 86, Surah 3, it says, how shall Allah guide those who reject faith? Are you going to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah? And then you're going to go against it. I'm not no Muslim no more. I don't believe in Prophet Muhammad. You say, how shall Allah guide those who reject faith after they accepted it and bore witness? They hear the truth and say, that is the truth. That's right. I like that. They bear witness to the truth. They hear the truth, you know, that you bring to them and bear witness to the truth. And bear witness that the messenger was true and that clear signs had come unto them. But Allah guides not a people's unjust. You can't reject faith and expect for Allah to guide you. You can't do that. That ain't gonna happen. I'm not gonna be that gullible. Think that Allah gonna guide me, then I'm gonna turn against the religion. I'm not gonna believe it. I'm gonna believe in some of the Quran and don't believe in the other part of the Quran. I'm gonna believe in some of the things the Prophet Muhammad said and some of the things I don't believe in it. And the Quran said, how could Allah guide you? And you thinking like this. Allah said, of search, the reward is that on them rests the curse of Allah, of his angel, and of all mankind. Mankind gonna go against you. Psalm 33:7-8. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful. And remember, we took from the prophets the covenant. Just what I'm reading now. This is just another area. And remember, we took from the prophet the covenant. And a covenant is an agreement that there is only one God. As we did from thee, from Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, the son of Mary. We took from them a solemn covenant. That Allah may question the custodians of truth concerning the truth they were charged with. And he had prepared for the unbeliever a grievous penalty. Sallallahu Kazim, surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allahu Akbar. I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, the guy's the name. Thank you, Brother Suja, again.
Alhamdulillah.
Excellent.
Alhamdulillah.
We thank Allah. Nothing but that. Plain. Yesterday, we met Benjamin Belair from New Jersey and Atlanta, Matt L. McBanoon, him and his wife and his son. The son promised my wife that he would come on her show. And this young man spoke about the hip hop and how it's affecting the children, the gangs, and all that. How this music is really carving out a future. Way for our children, and he broke that down.
Hello, Egma.
And man, you can feel the young man. He said, who he followed, and he don't straddle the fence. And he man wants you, dear mom. He said that's his lead. He said you man wants you, mom. Everything that. Our young people should be receiving. He already pointed out.
Allahu Akbar.
He pointed out. He made it clear. He said, but if some of that they're Muslim and they're gang bangers, and they are the top gang bangers in the country. Huh? So what now? That is already leaked out. We didn't mean don't leak it out too much. That's a fact. That our young people, who they going after more so than anybody else, is our youth.
That's what they meant.
Our youth know that the public school ain't no place to be going to get no education. And they are complaining. They're complaining about what's going on, what they ain't got, and all. He said, but the gangbangers are offering them things. He said, one thing you ain't going to do, you ain't going to get your children back if you don't make sure they get some good money. Because they ain't looking for money. You made it.
Businesses.
Looking for businesses. So we got to get some business. That's what he said. We got to get some. If you don't, your children ain't coming back here. You're going to lose your children. You're losing them. And I can see that when I tell you, ain't nobody the majority of the people in that jail is now begin for all them different Muslim names, Bilal this, Muhammad this. They what you see on the list that you're gonna speak to. So we should like the Bilal say we gotta listen to our children. You got to bring them up front. Can't bring keep them in the back.
His son was speaking from experience because he had been out there.
Yeah, his son is speaking from experience because he's been out there. He's the seventh time he went out there. It's the third time in jail. He said he's been out there. It's just a tough road out there. Them people ain't playing. The children ain't playing.
I talked to Tyreek, and we talked about 2 hours. And he said, if you want to try to reach our young folk, and he said that what they're listening for right now, he said the way that you can reach them is with business, identity, and reparation.
Yeah.
So you bring those three things to them.
What
those three things to them. He said that's what they are moving on, and that's what they'll give an ear to. The young folks. Yes, sir.
My wife is Pete
the Three. Can you repeat the three, brother? That you just mentioned, because I'm going to write it down. So the way you're going to get them?
Huh?
The young Muslim.
What, three?
You said the first. Yes.
You said the three things that you should, if you want to try to reach the young people, is with business, identity, and reparation.
Recreation.
Those three.
Okay.
Reparation.
Okay.
Reparation. You know. Yes, ma'am.
Reparation.
You know that money, that reparation. That's what they owe us.
Gotcha. Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
He said, he said we got to do something. Said because it used to be where they would like they were split in half, and they knew their identity, and they would rush like to the masjid for Jummah. And will participate in some activities, you know, that the master will be having. Said, but now, they turn the other way, and they don't even bother to go no more.
So we pray with it. Now, what are we gonna do about it? I do say. That BUII offer the best solution to all them problems.
I
believe.
And you can't find no exceptions in.
No, because everything they gonna want to see is we were gonna supply that for them. Like this. I know they would love the skating ring, the bowling alley. The concert hall and all that, where they can sing and show their talent off. I know they would love that. But he said that this rap is going at our youth, and it's going at our youth dangerously.
Yeah. It's messing them up.
Yep, so inshallah, we pray that when we work, we'll find that Allah will give us the method and the means to solve this problem. We can move on to the other tasks that's going to be facing us. But because them children wants to live. They don't want to live like we, they ain't going to take what we took. They're not going to take that. Too many people living good, and they don't want to be struggling like that. Anyway, so anybody else got anything they would like to say? While we're talking, anybody got anything you want to add or take away? So all praise is due to Allah. Allah Akbar. Minarak man of Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilah illallah. Ashadu ilah Muhammad of Rasulullah. We bear witness again that there's no God but one God, and his proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. And he has created this creation and put us here to work out all our problems. My wife gonna give you the information if you wanna get the
books and things.
Books. I know brother Sharif knows about Benjamin Belair, because he's from New Jersey. He's in New Jersey.
He lives in New York, but
he's from New Jersey.
He knows that.
Yeah, I know Brother Muhammad Sharif.
You say he was on the Craig committee.
He talked about the image and all that. He broke it down. He broke the words down. He man gave us on different things. He broke the words down and connected them to the one, the man, and the roll and the egg and all that stuff. He broke all that down.
I told him I wanted to shout.
And nobody left. All the people come there. There's nobody. Everybody, we have prayer. And, you know, most time they have prayer. Most people, some people, my daughter leave. They ain't nobody leave.
What was this at?
It
was in Atlanta?
Atlanta, yeah. He had been two or three places there that weekend. He went out there to first he went to Albanese, and they followed him over there to El Mugno. So you can imagine the crowd we had, the crowd, and nobody.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
Then he.
If you got something to say, especially about him. Did you say anything about reparation?
Well, he mentioned that you got to have money. He went to school for, he taught in the public school for 11 years. 11 years, and the day he said 11 years.
No, I'm talking about reparation for the young folks.
Yeah, he asked for the young folks. He said that's his whole job is to work with the young people. That he said, you find working with the young
people.
When that young boy came into the masjid, he was 8 years old. He brought that young boy up, and he was teaching, and it looked like one of the words was misspelled. And that young boy said something. He listened. He said he was scared because I've been doing this all day. But I can make a mistake. He's a young people man. He showed us. He showed how we supposed to listen to the young people. That young man was talking so intelligent, 8 years old. He said, I'm going to show you what you got in the young people.
Yeah, they the future.
They the future, man. And they got it, bro.
Email address or the website and all that.
You want the website for he come on. He's on a special say. You want the website?
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow night or whenever you want it, we have it. Whenever you want it, we have it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Could you text it to me?
Yeah, we text it.
Okay.
Yeah, text it to me.
So I'm going to keep it.
Do y'all know
Askia Muhammad?
Who?
Askia Muhammad.
Yeah, Askia.
He called me and he wanna get hooked up with us in BUII.
A long way, bro. Yeah, we didn't get a chance to tell him about BUI, but we told him about call radio station and the fact that the image and he was lit up by that.
Yeah, we told them about our
leaders
also,
and they lived in L.A. for a while, right there amongst it. What he's talking about. Yeah, I think you know I mean.
Oh, no, but he lived in L.A.
for a while. He used to come to the mat when Imam was teaching. He's an Imam one that turned his mind on.
Yes, sir.
He was teaching in school. When he heard Imam, that would turn his mind on, and he was teaching in Edelman School or college.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it was a college that, and they loved him. His man ain't went to school and be no teacher. He said, about to hear Imam, he wasn't scared to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wasn't scared to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, why can't he do
that?
So he didn't have no degree
right.
or nothing.
Huh? No degree or nothing.
No degree or nothing like that.
And his wife, she asked him to marry her. His wife. He got three kids, and she had five. He had three, and then they doubled the children. They doubled. He said they never had all. The family never. Had a family view.
Oh, well, huh? I can tell him something.
Yes, sir. They never had a family view.
You haven't heard from him.
You've
been around for years.
Yeah, been around for years.
I can tell him something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell him something.
Yeah, I asked him. I said, you know, they've been here. We talked. He shook my hand. We talked for a second. I said, do you know Suja? He said, Suja. I said, I don't know. I think he was in Chicago. He's the head of the Dawa team and the Craig committee there. He said, oh, I don't think so.
He didn't know
that,
me?
He didn't say he didn't know you, but he said.
Yeah.
I definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
We were.
Suja,
you
got it.
Hard in Chicago.
Yeah, you
got it, Suja. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah mercy, and we got quite a few brothers and sisters that's standing up now, you know, and there in Chicago, the people that came there, you know, I'm talking about the one that was educated, the one that had money, all of us got together. We didn't, wasn't nobody built up. You didn't have nobody that was special there. Everybody recognized each other. And there was a brother that came there. And the imam made him an imam while he was there. And he told me, he said, Shuja, you know, when I came here and I talked to you brothers, he said, y'all scared me to death. I said, I was afraid to talk to y'all. I said, but brother, we are all the same up under the imam, brother, you know. And I remember when Farrakhan came there, but he couldn't. He tried to build build him up. I think he had a couple of people try to build him up. It didn't work there. That didn't work there in Chicago. You know. Now, if he did some work, and we got together and did some work, you know, just like this brother here is doing, you know, then naturally everybody gonna love that. You know, everybody gonna love that. You know, and gonna wanna get with him. Gonna wanna get with him. The most popular thing that was going in Chicago was removing racial images out of worship. There was nothing but you talk to Nazar Ahmed, you talk to Yahya, you talk to all these brothers that came to Chicago and asked them what was the most important thing going on in Chicago and who was doing what. And they're going to tell you that the brothers that was dealing with removing racial images out of worship.
Yes, sir.
Downtown. Huh? We were downtown. We was in the had invitations to pastors, churches, and things like that. The imam himself was putting on programs that we went to that had Muhammad Ali and him and talking to Pastor Daniel. We had a whole lot of different pastors that they were talking. I remember we went in church and the imam patting his feet. They sang and he just patting his feet, you know, enjoying the church. I was invited in the church to speak to the congregation. I'm talking about big church. When we first went there, we went to Sunday school. And all of us went to, that was beginning, you know, then we is dismissed, and all of us went to different classes. And when we went to those different classes, after the classes was over with, the pastor himself asked me to review the lesson before the congregation. You know, that's for real. You know, and many places I took David with me. You know, but we talked to the pastors. The pastors love us, but we wasn't scared to ask them to remove all racial images out of worship. We got that in there. You know. We didn't go there and get scared. You know. And then you had some pastors remove that image out of their churches. Some of them did. So a whole lot of those imams were scared to mess with that image. A whole lot of those imams were scared to mess with that image. They didn't mess with that image. And if you get on the YouTube right now and you listen and hear the imam, that's all he was dealing with, that image. He was dealing with the image just like all the prophets was dealing with. He never did stop dealing with it. He couldn't stop dealing with the image because the image is still here.
Right.
You know, I mean, the message of concern is talking about the image. That's what the message of concern is about, the image, and what psychological effect will it have on the world's children. The image. Ain't nobody took the image down. Told us to stop addressing the image. Stop teaching on the image. Don't talk to the Christian about the image. that right there is one of the main things. That's one of the main problems of mental illness and psychological damage. That image. That's one of the main problems.
You know,
I got to start showing that, bringing that up, that mental illness. Stop
bringing
that out, my.
That's what's causing. That's the reason. You know, the psychiatrists say that's one of the reasons you got so many people that's going crazy around here. Because they're trying to worship the creation and trying to worship the pastor. Or worship their education or worship their money.
Instead of worship the money, we deal with the dunya, but it's the image, it's the most damaging thing to the people.
Yes, sir. To the people, and their psychological.
It's the most damaging thing to the people, and if nobody don't address that, we're gonna be in trouble.
We're gonna be in trouble.
If we all of us back up off of that, we're gonna be in trouble. They already control material.
Mm-hmm.
They already got the material power over it.
Yeah,
but we got God.
Yeah.
Even God.
We got this, yes sir, and we turn that loose.
We stop talking about that, we're gonna be in trouble.
We're gonna be in real trouble. I believe that. I mean, I see that. We're
gonna be in big trouble.
Big trouble. Well, in about 3 minutes, 2 minutes, we're gonna have to let this go because the millionaire investment club of LA come on and buy.
I think it comes on at 8:31 exactly.
Yeah, because he told me,
I think 9:31 your time it gonna come on.
Now if it comes on right after, he done changed it. Yeah, it supposed to come on. He said the way you got it set up, it come on.
You got it set up
right
now.
After we close out here.
Yeah, so it's closed all the way out.
Close.
Come on at 9 o'clock.
Come on 9 o'clock.
Yeah, so it's closed all the way out. He was late the first day, I think.
Okay, he done took it.
Okay, Sujah, would you want to close us out, please, sir?
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean. Alhamdulillah.
Thank
you. I try to say this. I try to say the English, you know, rather because the people don't know what we're saying. You know, they don't know what we're saying when we say the Arabic, you know.
Okay.
But they know what we're saying when we say the English. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, the young boy. Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you.
God bless tonight.